Yesterday, the Vani that was being discussed is of the 12-10-90. Middle part of second page.
Page number.
Of register number
9. हाँ बाकी उनमें पवित्रता की ताकत है जिससे भारत को समाजते हैं नहीं तो भारत अब पता नहीं क्या हो जाता.
The topic being discussed was those are hut yogis, but yes, they have the power of purity through which they stop Bharat from being degraded. Otherwise, no one knows what would have happened of Bharat.
मकान को पोछी आदि लगाई जाती है तो शोभा होती है.
When the house is painted, it looks nice.
भारत महान पवित्र था.
Bharat was highly pure.
अब वो ही पतित बना है.
Now that itself has become impure.
वहाँ तुम्हारा सुख भी बहुत समय चलता है. तुम्हारे पास बहुत धन रहता है.
Your happiness lasts for a very long time there. You possess a lot of wealth.
तुम भारत में ही रहते थे.
You lived only in Bharat.
तुम्हारा राज्य था.
It was your kingdom.
कल की बात.
It was about yesterday.
फिर बाद में और धर्म आए हैं उन्होंने आकर के कुछ सुधार करके अपना नाम बना किया.
Later, other religions came. They came and did some repairs and made their name famous.
नई दुनिया नहीं बना दी.
They didn't create a new world.
फिर कर मरम्मत करके चले गए.
They just did some repairs and went away.
फिर मकान की मरम्मत कितने दिन चलेगी.
But how long will repairs of a building last?
मरम्मत होने के बाद भी फिर मकान तो
Even after being repaired, the house continues to become old.
Repairing.
Student comments. Repairing.
तो वो थोड़े समय के लिए repairing काम देती है, सुख भागता है, और फिर दुनिया नीचे गिरती चली जाती है.
So the repairing works for some time. People experience happiness, and then the world goes down again.
और ही दूसरी दुनिया हो जाती.
The world becomes even more sorrowful.
तो ये सब बातें नए हो तो नहीं सुनानी है.
You mustn't tell all these things to the new ones.
क्यों?
Why?
क्योंकि नए हो तो उन धर्मगुरुओं के ऊपर ही श्रद्धा बैठी हुई
है. It is because the new ones have faith in those very religious gurus.
इसका हिम बुद्ध का है कि गुरु नानक आदि के ऊपर ही श्रद्धा बैठी हुई है.
They have faith in Abraham, Buddha, Christ, Guru Nanak and so on. Are the ones who have faith in them new or old? They are new, aren't they? The ones who have faith only in them, in the gurus, are they new in the path of knowledge or are they old? They are new, aren't they? They certainly aren't old. The ones who recognize the father and made their reverence, faith and trust in the father strong are called the old ones. Now they also have become tamo pradhan. Who?
Dharam guru, dharam pita.
Those religious gurus, religious fathers.
Tamo pradhan ban gaye hain. Ab tum bachchon ko kitni khushi honi chahiye.
They have become tamo pradhan. Now you children should be so happy.
Ye sab baatein dharam karne ki hain.
All these points are to be assimilated. First, you have to introduce the one father. What do you have to do with the new ones? Give them the introduction of the father first. It is because if such things, such pretensions of gurus are exposed before them, they won't like it.
उनकी श्रद्धा उधर पक्की बैठी हुई है.
Their reverence for them is strong.
तो भक्ति के संस्कार एकदम खलास नहीं होते.
The sanskars of bhakti don't go away instantly. So, first of all, introduce the father to them. Praise the father. Do you know the father's name, form, country and time? What is to be known? You have to know what his name is, what his form is, what his country is, what his time of work is. What is meant by time? It means, what is the time of his work? For example, Abraham's time of work is different. Buddha's, Christ's and Guru Nanak's time of work is different. They come in their respective age and do their work. So ask them, do you know the father's name, form, country and time? Whom should you ask? Ask those religious gurus or their followers. What will they say? What will they say about the name, form, country and time? First of all, they would say that he is beyond name and form. Being beyond name and form means that his name and form isn't visible through these eyes. And what will the bodily religious gurus in a confluence age Brahman world say? They will say, he is a subtle point. There is no question of seeing him through these eyes. He is just a point. This is the name and the form. His name is Shiv. They say Shiv and sometimes they say Shiv Baba too because they don't find any difference between Baba and the father Shiv. Then, if you ask them about the country, they will say the supreme abode. Where does he stay? He stays beyond the world of the sun, moon and stars. He is the resident of the supreme abode. And what about the time? What is the time of his work? It is the confluence age. What is meant by the confluence age? What is the father's name, form, country and time? Is it the elevated confluence age, Purushottam Sangam Yug, or just the confluence age, that is Sangam Yug? Students, Purushottam Sangam Yug. What is the difference between Sangam Yug and Purushottam Sangam Yug? Baba says that you should say Purushottam Sangam Yug. It is necessary to add the word Purushottam. You shouldn't say just Sangam Yug. Why? A student. It is because there is a short period within the confluence age when, yes, Purush means soul. The soul that is the most elevated among the souls is revealed in it. That is the Purushottam Sangam Yug. What?
जितने भी 500 करोड़ मनुष्य आत्माएं हैं, उन आत्माओं में जो सबसे पावरफुल आत्मा है वो सबसे छोटी है।
द मोस्ट पावरफुल अमंग ऑल द 5 बिलियन ह्यूमन सोल्स इज रिवील्ड इन इट।
तो उसको कहते हैं पुरुषोत्तम संगम युग।
सो इट इज कॉल्ड पुरुषोत्तम संगम युग।
फिर उसके बाद नंबर वार जो उत्तम उत्तम आत्माएं हैं माला की, वो भी प्रत्यक्ष होती है।
After him, the elevated souls of the rosary are also revealed number-wise.
ये प्रत्यक्षता कब से शुरू होती?
When does this revelation start from?
इससे पहले नहीं।
Student said something. Aren't they revealed before that?
क्यों?
Why?
ब्रह्मा सरस्वती उत्तम प्रत्यक्ष हुए ना? क्यों?
Brahma and Saraswati were revealed as the most elevated ones, weren't they? Student said something. Why?
ब्रह्मा सरस्वती से ब्राह्मणों की दुनिया में ज्यादा उत्तम कौन है? कैसे हो सकता?
Who is more elevated than Brahma and Saraswati in the world of Brahmins? How is it possible?
बाबा पुराने जो कहते हैं कि ब्रह्मा में अपर क्या मतलब क्या है? तुमने कैसे कह दिया?
In fact, Baba says in the Murlis, this Brahma is my first class child. How could you say that? Students said something.
Achha.
Brahma is the first class child indeed.
Krishna bachcha sabse uttam hai.
Child Krishna is the most elevated.
Lekin Krishna bachche ko bhi janma dene wala koi baat hai.
But there is some father who gives birth to even the child Krishna. He is more elevated than him. That is why this topic doesn't become clear that Purushottam Sangam Yug is from the year 1936
itself. Hai,
there is some misunderstanding. It is the confluence age.
लेकिन पुरुषों में उत्तम से उत्तम कौन है ये डिक्लेयर नहीं हुआ।
But the most elevated among the souls wasn't declared.
तो देश और काल उनका देश कौन सा है?
So the country and the time, which is his country?
क्योंकि जब देश काल की बात आएगी कर्म नाम नहीं कहा जाएगा।
When the question of the country and time arises, it won't be said the supreme abode.
क्यों?
Why?
क्योंकि काल लगा हुआ है, इससे साबित होता है कि काल काल तो इसे सृष्टि पर होता है।
Since time is mentioned, it proves that the time of his work is in this world.
कर्म नाम में तो कोई काल होता ही नहीं।
There is no time in the supreme abode at all.
काल तो टाइम ही नहीं।
There is no time there at all.
तो कहाँ की बात है?
So where is it about?
साकार सृष्टि की बात है। इस साकार सृष्टि पर उसका देश कौन सा है?
It is about this corporeal world. Which is his country in this corporeal world?
कौन से देश में आते हैं?
In which country does he come?
भारत देश में तो आते हैं, फिर भारत देश में भी कौन सा देश?
Students, in the country of Bharat. He comes in the country of Bharat indeed, but in which land? Even in Bharat.
Magad Desh.
He comes in the land of Magad.
So Magad Desh ko kya kehte hain?
What do they say for the land of Magad?
Wo to Sindh Hyderabad
mein. They say it is in Sindh Hyderabad.
Kya? Wo to shastron mein likha hua
hai. A student said something. That is written in the scriptures.
Sambal Tirth. Sambal Tirth का मतलब आधार।
The pilgrimage Sambal. Sambal Tirth means support.
जो दुनिया का आधार रूप स्थान है। आधार माने सबसे पुराना। सबसे पुरानी चीज क्या होती?
The place that is in the form of the support of the world. Support, आधार means the oldest. Which is the oldest thing?
आधार ही सबसे पुराना होता है।
It is the support that is the oldest.
तो जरूर कोई ऐसा प्राचीन से प्राचीन गांव है।
सो सर्टनली देर इज सम एंशियंट विलेज
परमात्मा बाबू
where the Supreme Soul Father comes.
देखो मुरली ने भी पहले भी बोला हुआ क्या कि मैं ऐसे गंदे गांव में आता हूँ जहाँ के लोगों को पेट भर खाने के लिए भोजन भी नहीं मिलता.
It was already said in the Murli in advance. What? It was said that I come to such a dirty village where people don't even get enough food to fill their stomach.
क्या नहीं मिलता है गरीब क्यों बने?
Why don't they get it? Why did they become so poor?
ऐसे कर्म ऐसे किए हुए.
It is because they have performed such deeds.
लेकिन कुछ उनकी ऐसी विशेषता भी विशेष है जो भगवान बाप को उसी गांव में आना पड़ता है.
Nevertheless, they have a particular superiority that God the Father has to come to that very village.
तो बोला.
So it was said. Do you know the father's name, form, country and time? Ask them about it. So, the form is certainly not the form of a point. Because, in the case of a point, how can the time of its work be calculated?
बिंदु का कार्य काल को तब आता जाए जब साकार में प्रत्यक्ष हो और कुछ करके जाए.
द टाइम ऑफ द वर्क ऑफ अ पॉइंट कैन बी कैलकुलेटेड ओनली व्हेन इट इज रिवील्ड इन अ कॉर्पोरियल बीइंग एंड इट डज समथिंग बिफोर गोइंग.
कोई आए साकार रूप धारण भी करे और कुछ करके न जाए तो फिर उसको हेवनली फादर कहा जाएगा.
If someone comes and also takes on a corporeal form but doesn't do anything before he goes, will he be called Heavenly God the Father?
Heavenly God the Father means heaven ki sthapana karne wala.
Heavenly God the Father means the one who establishes heaven.
Agar pita hai to sirf palastar karte, repairing karte.
Other religious father just do plastering and repairing of the world.
Dasani banate aur paap.
They don't create heaven. And what about the father? The father leaves after creating heaven. The other religious father just established their religion. They don't have the power to destroy other religions. Only the father can do this task.
दूसरों का खंडन करना इसमें फिर मुकाबला करना पड़ता है सामना करना पड़ता है.
इट इज बिकॉज इन ऑर्डर टू डिस्ट्रॉय अदर्स वन हैज टू अपोज देम कन्फ्रंट देम.
तो जो बात वाले परवर्ती धर्म के हैं वो पावरफुल होंगे या कमजोर होंगे.
सो द रिलीजियस फादर्स हु कम लेटर हु आर द रिलीजियस फादर्स ऑफ द सब्सिक्वेंट रिलीजन्स विल दे बी पावरफुल और विल दे बी वीक?
बाद में आने वाले जो धर्म पिता है वो पावरफुल होंगे या कमजोर होंगे? बाद में आने वाले
विल द रिलीजियस फादर्स हु कम लेटर ऑन बी पावरफुल और विल दे बी वीक? अ स्टूडेंट पावरफुल द वंस हु कम लेटर ऑन. अनदर स्टूडेंट दे विल बी वीक
कमजोर
होंगे. अरे सच्ची के आज में जो आएगा वो बड़ा बच्चा खेला.
अरे द वन हु कम्स इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द वर्ल्ड विल बी द एल्डेस्ट सन.
और जो बाद में आएगा
एंड द वन हु कम्स लेटर
छोटा बच्चा हुआ कमजोर हुआ.
ही विल बी द स्मॉल चाइल्ड ही विल बी वीक.
जो छोटा बच्चा है कमजोर है छोटा भाई है वो बड़े भाई इस परिवार को क्रॉस कैसे करेगा?
सो हाउ विल द वन हु इज अ स्मॉल चाइल्ड हु इज वीक हु इज द यंगर ब्रदर क्रॉस दैट इज अपोज द फैमिली ऑफ द एल्डर ब्रदर?
उसका मुकाबला कैसे करेगा?
हाउ विल ही कन्फ्रंट हिम?
उसमें इतनी ताकत कहाँ से आई?
वेयर विल ही गेट सो मच पावर फ्रॉम?
ये परमात्मा बाप का काम है कि जिस स्तंभ में आकर के आज सनातन देवी देवता धर्म की स्थापना करता है तो स्थापना के साथ साथ बिना ज्ञान भी प्रज्वलित करता है.
दिस इज द टास्क ऑफ द सुप्रीम सोल फादर दैट ही कम्स इन अ बॉडी एंड एस्टैब्लिशेस द एंशियंट डीटी रिलीजन. And along with the establishment, he ignites the flame of destruction as well.
जब कुंड को स्थापना के साथ साथ उस पाप के द्वारा यदि कुंड से ज्ञान जाना भी सब जलित हुई.
Along with establishment, the flame of destruction is also ignited from the spit of sacrificial fire through that father. Both the tasks are done together. First, it happens in a small form. For example, how was the seed form of knowledge? It was in a small form. It was only the clarification of Brahma's visions. You are the soul of Krishna. You have to do the work in the form of Brahma. The new world of heaven is coming. You, in the form of Brahma, in the form of the white clothed one, have to establish it. You have to establish the Brahmin religion. That was the knowledge in the seed form. Apart from it, the same old Gita was read and narrated. In Sindh, Hyderabad. The knowledge wasn't so extensive at that time. So, when knowledge achieves its point of advancement, when the Gita becomes complete, the task of establishment will also be complete. It is because, after listening to the knowledge of the Gita, the massive Mahabharata war takes place. God is also present in that massive Mahabharata war. It is not like the Mahabharata war takes place and God is not present. It is impossible that the Kauravas, Pandavas and Yadavas will end the Mahabharata war themselves and bring out its result.
Mahabharata yuddha hoga.
If the Mahabharata war takes place, God will certainly be present. Where will he be present? The poor ones don't know that. So, you have to give them the information of that time period. God comes in Bharat. Baba has declared this period of destruction in the Vani. There are such great sentences in the Murlis. The destruction of the old world will take place within 10 years. The gates of heaven will open through the massive Mahabharata war. So, who is the one to open the gates of heaven? Who is the one to inaugurate the heaven? Who will enter the abode of peace, the abode of happiness, first of all? It doesn't concern Shiv, the point of light, at all. Actually, he doesn't take the souls to the abode of happiness either. Certainly, the one whom he enters, the one through whom he completes the task of the establishment of heaven, through that one, the inauguration takes place as well.
Sukhdham ka bhi to, sarvdham ka bhi.
the inauguration of the abode of happiness as well as the abode of peace. So he must also have a country. His country should be in this world itself, where the father is revealed in the form of the father. That country is the land of Magad. The land of Magad is not in Sindh, Hyderabad. Baba has said that the land of Magad is the land of crocodiles. Even in Bharat today, the country of Magad, the country of crocodiles, just like a crocodile eats all the small fishes, the small creatures living in water, it is the land of such people. It doesn't matter whether it is a fish or a turtle, an alligator, an elephant or a horse. So, this is the land of crocodiles, the land of Magad, where God comes. It is not Sindh, Hyderabad. It is Doaba of the river Ganges and Yamuna where God comes, where there is the Yadgar of God's arrival. Doaba means a region lying between and reaching to the confluence of two rivers. Where is he born? They say he is born in Ayodhya. So, there must be his Yadgar at the place where his birth-like revelation takes place, mustn't there?
Ayodhya.
Ayodhya. Which is the second place? That is Ram's birthplace. Then, there is Krishna's birthplace.
Mathura.
Mathura. Where are these two places located?
UP.
In Uttar Pradesh. UP. Moreover, this is such a country of crocodiles that it is famous in the entire Bharat, and particularly Muradabad, Etah, Itawa, Mainpuri, Bareilly and the districts near to them are famous in the entire Hindustan for their ferocity. They show Ganges riding on this crocodile. In which country does Ganges, the river that purifies the impure ones, flow the most?
UP.
In UP. So, the name, form, country and time. What is the time of his coming? What is the time of his revelation in the form of words? Ask them, do you know about his birth? The part of the highest father is famous, isn't it? It is not that the father comes and his part wouldn't become famous. He will be praised and worshipped in the world only when he plays a high part. if he doesn't play any part, if he goes without doing anything, if someone from UP goes to South India, he doesn't find a shelter quickly. The people of South India and those living here in the mountains in North India aren't so dangerous. They were very simple. But wherever the people from UP reached, they started quarrels, fights and riots. This is a very righteous line. Here, there are such people who shot down the families of 35 members in 1 second. The ones who are the most elevated become the most corrupt. So now you know that the part of the highest father is definitely famous, isn't it? That father who is famous is himself giving us directions. You are establishing your capital once again. What? The capital is shaking. There is the living capital as well as the physical capital. Which one will become stable first? The living capital should become stable first. So, the father says that you are establishing your capital once again. You established it earlier and now you are establishing it again. This work of establishing it and the Vidharmi's work of shaking it takes place again and again also in the shooting period. So you are establishing this capital again. Finally, the capital will be established for 2500 years. You children are my helpers. What? Everyone has their eyes on Delhi. What was said in the Avyaktavani? Everyone has their eyes on Delhi. What does everyone mean? A student replied. Of the Brahmin family. Of the children. Baba said, everyone has their eyes on Delhi. The father also has his eyes on it. It means the people of other religions, people from every religion rule Delhi at their own time or during the demonic time. Let's consider it to be the demonic time, that is, in the Copper and Iron Age. Some of them have reformed Delhi, while some have damaged Delhi. So the father says, the father also has his eyes on Delhi. And everyone has their eyes on Delhi. Does everyone mean that the eyes of the father's children is also on Delhi? Can they be the father's children in that case?
और नजर भी होगी तो ब्लैक नजर होगी या व्हाइट नजर होगी?
And even if they have their eyes on it, will it be a black that is wrong sight or white that is right sight? Student replies, so understand it. Look within yourself and check. The children who have a 100% white sight should consider that they belong to the DT clan. And if they have a black sight, even 1%, what does it mean? There is the living Delhi, isn't there? If there is the living Delhi, it will be in the Brahmin world itself.
वो नई दिल्ली हो, पुरानी दिल्ली हो, नई दिल्ली की बात है. नई दिल्ली बाबा आकर के स्थापन करते हैं. नई दिल्ली के कहते के जो पांडवर्स हैं किसके ने स्थापन की 10 साल.
सो वेदर इज न्यू दिल्ली और द ओल्ड दिल्ली, दिस इज अबाउट न्यू दिल्ली. बाबा कम्स एंड एस्टैब्लिशेस न्यू दिल्ली. द क्रिश्चियंस, द फॉलोअर ऑफ क्राइस्ट, एस्टैब्लिश न्यू दिल्ली विद इन 10 ईयर्स.
क्या
वॉट? There is the calculation, isn't there? Baba has said in the Murlis. How much time did it take to make Delhi? It took a time of 10 years. Why was this said? What is its connection with the Alaukik world? Certainly, there is a connection. The father needs 10 years time to create that living Delhi too. Within those 10 years, which 10 years? Agit Kabab Dada said this in
83.
It is the year 83. So, someone should become yours in 83, shouldn't she? Are, the yagya continued from the year 36 till 83, and no one belonged to the father till 83. Did no one belong to him? So many with the name Brahma Kumar and Kumari have surrendered, yet no one belonged to the father. Student replies, no. Who is saying this? How? Student replies, yes. Had anyone belonged to him, why would Avyakt Bhav Dada say, in 83, someone should become yours, shouldn't he? It means the father who plays a part in practice, no child, no bold person to follow him in practice and to belong to him was born until that time, till the year 83. The father keeps Mother Guru ahead. Whom does he keep ahead? The Mother Guru. So, he kept the mother ahead. What was said in the year 84 in the Avyakt Vani for the goddess of 84 bells? It is the year 84. Therefore, the goddess of 84 bells should also be present. Goddess of how many bells? Of 84 bells. Where did the other 24 bells go? Where have the other 24 bells been kept? The word ghanta used here has two meanings, bell, hours, or o'clock. A student said something. Yes. The other 24 bells are not going to ring. What?
शंकर पार्वती के मंदिर में जब जाते हैं या शिव के मंदिर में जाते हैं या कोई भी मंदिर में जब जाते हैं तो क्या करते हैं?
When devotees go to the temple of Shankar and Parvati, or when they go to the temple of Shiv or any temple, what do?
घंटा बजाते हैं.
They ring a bell.
हे देवी देवताओं, अब ज्ञान की नींद में तुम सोए हुए हो, अब जग जाओ, हम आ रहे हैं. तुम आ रहे हो तो लट्टू खाओगे क्या?
O deities sleeping in the sleep of ignorance, wake up now, we are coming. Sarcastically, shall we eat a laddu if you are coming? Laddu is an Indian sweet. Devotees ring the bell. The devotees don't know that God purifies even them. How will you wake him up? Does the work of waking up belong to you? Will you wake up Shankar and Parvati? You think that they sleep in the sleep of ignorance. You think that they too must be ignorant like you. They might be performing actions of ignorance through the karmendriya like you do. Because there are yadgars made in the Jagannath temple and the Sun temple in Konark. But they are blind. They don't know that the dirty pictures in those temples are dirty only to look at from outside. A lotus has been shown in mud. How are they through their intellect? They are detached through their intellect. The detached stage is shown. Purity is worshipped. If they are impure, why doesn't the government get rid of those indecent pictures? Why doesn't it have so much power? They can't have that power. Because truth stands high. So, the goddess of 84 bells. What does it mean? The 84 bells are 7 vidharmis. They are Brahma's children, the forms of Ravan. The 7 Narayans who come later on, and all their followers and the religious fathers connected to them, they, that is, the 7 Narayans, get converted to their religions, and all their followers, all of them belong to Ravan's community. In order to reform that Ravan's community, the father keeps the mother guru ahead. So it was said in the Vani, Shankar doesn't bring destruction. Who brings destruction? The Shaktis are praised as the ones who destroy the demons. Among the Shaktis who are praised as the destroyer of demons, a Shakti who is praised as Durga, the one who removes the bad traits of those wicked ones, is shown. However, if the role of the father is wonderful, the role of the mother is no less. This is why it was said in a Vani, it is still easy to recognize the Creator Father, but difficult to recognize the creation. Vidyuna nari hriday gati jani. What was said in the path of bhakti? What does vidyu mean?
Brahma ji ne vidyu istri ke hriday ki gati ko nahi kaha.
Even Brahma ji couldn't understand how the heart of a woman works. Lo. It certainly wasn't said that the Supreme Soul couldn't understand it. So, it is about all the four things. The father's name, form, country and time. That role becomes famous. So tell them, you know that the father himself is giving us directions now. Which father? The one who comes to this world destroys the old world, the old religions, and establishes the new world. He doesn't leave after making mere repairs. He doesn't leave after repairing the world here and there. He creates the new world. This work of making the old world into new can't belong to anyone else. You are establishing your capital once again. You, my children, are helpers. It is you who become pure. What? Only you, my children, who are helpers, become pure. The pure world definitely has to be established for you. The pure world definitely has to be established. Now, what did these Videshis and Vidharmi make the capital after coming? They made it impure. You established the pure capital. They make it a graveyard and you make it a fairy land. The place of fairies. What does fairy mean? The one who has wings of knowledge and yoke. They can never lose the wings of knowledge and yoga. In fact, knowledge means recognition of the father. Recognition of the father Brahma, the recognition where is he playing his part.
तो जरूर दिल्ली के ऊपर विधर्मियों का विरोधियों का प्रभाव है।
If there is this recognition, Delhi is in the process of becoming a fairyland. If there is no recognition at all, definitely there is the influence of the Videshis and Vidharmi on Delhi. Like the king, like the ruler, so will become the subjects. It is because they are ruling over Delhi, aren't they? So you can write that the old world is transforming and there will be the rule of the sun and the moon dynasty.
Yeah.
What?
Islam vanshi, Baudh vanshi, Christian vanshi, Muslim vanshi,
there won't be the rule of the Islam dynasty, Buddhist dynasty, Christian dynasty or Muslim dynasty. Later on, it will be Ravan's kingdom once again. It is because the drama is made like this. The kingdom of Ram and then the kingdom of Ravan once again. Explaining on the pictures is very sweet. Dates are also written on them. The ancient Rajyog of Bharat means remembrance. Rajyog means remembrance. Who is remembered? Arey? If someone has done something beneficial to us, we remember him. If he didn't do anything beneficial to us, if he didn't give us anything, who will remember him? So, remembrance itself is easy Rajyog. And that remembrance should be easy. It is not that we will be able to remember only if we bind our hands and legs and sit in remembrance for 1 to 2 hours. That is the remembrance of sannyasis, hat yogis. So, the Hatha Yogis have taught the Hatha Yoga remembrance in the Brahmin world too, because even in the Brahmin world, there are Brahmins of not only one category. It is said there are 9 categories of Brahmins. There are 9 religions that receive the kingship from the father. Therefore, the strong and weak converted Brahmins connected to them. Someone said something. Yes, they have also made 9 Gotra. Gotra means a subdivision of a caste group. Like the Shandilya Gotra. End of the middle part of the second page. Wrong actions are destroyed through remembrance and through study. We receive status. Through remembrance, sins are reduced to ashes. And the more we study, what will happen? We will receive status. Study doesn't mean only the theory. Along with the theory, there is practical teaching too. The ones who study both theory and practice to the greatest extent will receive the highest status. What subjects do we have in our study? Knowledge, yoga, dharana and service. It is not that the subject of dharana can be omitted. The subject of knowledge comes first. If knowledge is complete, knowledge means recognition, understanding. If there is no understanding of the father, if there is no recognition of him, what kind of study will it be? Then it cannot be study. A student said something. Yes. There are two kinds of study. One kind is that which someone studies and keeps it in his pocket. Such ones will certainly receive wealth, but they will not receive a status. You should study the knowledge, and along with it, you should distribute it to others too. And there are methods of distributing it too. Some distribute it out of selfishness, while some distribute it altruistically. The altruistic service is the service that uplifts the stage. When the stage becomes high, the status of the bead in the rosary will also go up. If someone did a lot of service, but he did it in such a way that he created his devotees, he should have made them, that is the listeners, the devotees of God. He was supposed to make them do the service of God, but he made them do his own service. Then, will he receive any status? Well, God knows everything. Someone says something. Yes. So, status is received through study. One has to assimilate divine virtues. It is certain that the storms of Maya will definitely come. Those who study, the extent to which someone is knowledgeable, Maya will run after him to that extent. She will chase him. It is very good to wake up in the morning and talk with Baba. What should you do for this? This is the unlimited Amrit Vela, that is early morning hours of nectar. Wake up during that unlimited Amrit Vela and what should you do? Talk with Baba. This time is good for both bhakti and knowledge. It is because the father's devotees are also being created here.
Yeah.
What? The devotees of which father are being created? Bhakti is of the corporeal one. Will there be the bhakti of a point, the corporeal one or the incorporeal one? A point can be remembered. Who is worshipped? It is the physical murtis, that is idols or personalities. It doesn't matter whether they are living or non-living. There, devotees will worship non-living murtis. And here, it is about the living murtis.
ने बात बताई कि निश्चिंत की बातें करनी चाहिए किससे।
सो हियर इट वॉज सेड दैट यू शुड टॉक स्वीटली विद हुम।
बात करनी चाहिए।
यू शुड टॉक विद द फादर।
क्या बातें करनी चाहिए।
वॉट शुड यू टॉक अबाउट।
मीठे मीठे बातें करनी चाहिए।
यू शुड हैव स्वीट टॉक्स विद हिम।
ऐसे नहीं उन बातों में कड़वाहट पैदा हो जाए, तेरी मेरी पैदा हो जाए।
इट शुडंट बी दैट बिटरनेस गेट्स मिक्स्ड इन योर टॉक्स दैट यू रिप्रोच हिम।
तुमने ऐसा किया तो मैंने ऐसा किया, मैंने ऐसे क्यों किया, तुमने ऐसे क्यों किया।
You did this, so I did this. Why did I do this? Why did you do that? In this case, the stage will not rise. Now we will go to the elevated world. The old ones have this in their heart, don't they? We will leave our body and go into the womb. What do the old ones have in their heart? We will leave our body and go where? A mother, to the abode of liberation. We will go to the abode of liberation. You see, the mother is old, so she says, we have to leave the body and go away. We won't make this body into a disease-free golden body, that is Kanchankaya. We will go straight to the abode of liberation. What do you say, mother? Will you leave the body and be born again? The mother replies, don't you have to have another body at all? Does it mean that you don't have to make your body into a golden, disease-free body while being alive? The mother, Baba knows it, I don't know. Baba knows it, I don't know it. If you don't know it at all, then how will you make purushar? Look, Naveen brother didn't tell this to the mother living so close that Baba says, I am such a washerman who washes even your cloth-like body. What is the use of such a washerman who tears clothes and says, take new clothes in the next birth? What about you, mother? What kind of washerman did you hire? You have found the washerman who makes your body golden and disease-free, isn't it? All right, if not in this birth, then in the next birth. If the sanskars of bhakti remain, you will have to leave your body. But even after leaving the body, we will take the knowledge in the following birth. Because the knowledge is never destroyed. We will be born in an elevated clan. We will be born in the Brahmin clan indeed. We will surely be born to vicious ones. But then we will have an alaukik birth in an elevated clan. And after being born, what will happen? The purusharth from our previous birth will get added to the following births. and we will attain the stage of antamate so gati, day in and day out, for which Baba has said, what? We will go last so fast. Antamate so gati means our final thoughts will lead us to our destination. So, what will we do after being reborn? We will make our body into a golden disease-free body. And what will we make that very body through Purushart? We will make it into a new body. So the ones who make it such will definitely understand this topic. The souls like Krishna, the souls like Radha, who will be born only in the golden age, won't understand this topic. That how will the body become in this very birth? It will become new. Or Abraham. The Brahmins who get converted to Islam, the Buddhist religion, the religion of Christ, etc., this topic will not sit in their intellect either. A student said something. The souls of Radha and Krishna means the souls of Brahma and Saraswati. Student, they have an all-round part. Do they have an all-round part? Are they playing a part through their body now? Student comments. That is of which Radha Krishna? Is it of the golden age Radha Krishna or the confluence age Radha Krishna? Which Radha Krishna have an all-round part? It is the confluence age Radha Krishna who have an all-round part. Or do the Radha Krishna who come in the golden age have an all-round part? 50 years will be reduced from their age, won't they? Are?
Are 69 se lekar ke aur 18 tak kitna varsh hua?
Are, starting from 1969 till 2018, it is how many years?
69 to 18.
It is how many years from 69 till 18 till 2018? Student replies. It is the same thing. 49 meaning 50 years. It is said approximately, not exactly.
So, 50 years. Dada, lekh raal wali atma se kam ho jayenge na, paas ban jayenge. Kyunki apna shareer hoga.
So, 50 years will be reduced from the part of the soul of Dada Lekh Raj. Or will he have his body in those 50 years? He certainly won't have his body. Yes, he does get a body, but he gets that body on loan. Are brother, suppose someone donated something to us and we didn't return it in this birth, in the next birth or this birth, but the karmic account are certainly formed, aren't they? Student comments. Yes.
So?
Student, It was said 50 is equal to 5.
50 equal to 5, बताओ.
It was said 50 is equal to 5.
नहीं तो shooting की बात बताई कि 2000 वर्ष के बाद की बात बताई. Shooting तो चार लोगों की shooting कब तक है?
Was it said about the shooting or about the time after 2000? Until when does the shooting of the four ages last?
2000 तक है या 2000 के बाद की चार लोगों की shooting कब तक है?
Is it till 2000 or is the shooting of the four ages taking place even after 2000?
Huh?
Student said something. Then? You mixed the event of one time with another time.
Huh?
You should use the intellect. But use it wisely, connecting it appropriately, because Ram's army is famous. Student said something. Yes, whatever it is. Another student said something. At the beginning, the age will be 125 years. It won't be so much in the end. A student said something. If you change the topic now, it will take long. There are 12 births. So, will it, that is the age, decrease in the 12 births or will it increase? It will decrease. It will decrease slowly, won't it? Student said something. Yes. Since it will decrease continuously, an average is mentioned. An average is not accurate. At the beginning, it can be longer, and at the end, it can be shorter than 125 years. Similarly, in the beginning of the Golden Age, 150 years of average age was mentioned. So, at the beginning of the Golden Age, it can be more than 150 years, and at the end of the Golden Age, it can be shorter than that. So, Baba likes this time of talking with the children a lot. Which one? Amrit Vela. The father talks only with the children at Amrit Vela. He doesn't talk with the ones from the outside world. It means that he doesn't talk with the souls of the other religions. So are there the souls of the other religions in the world of the seeds, or are they of our religion? The 108 beads of the Rudramala, who are seeds, are the ones from the other religions included in it, or are they the ones from our religion? The seeds of the other religions as well as the seeds of our religion are present in it. It is because seeds belong to the entire world. There are the seeds of all the religions. However, a seed is never destroyed. Those seeds have only the husk of other religions. The husk is removed and they again become original deities who have 84 births.
तो उनमें जो 84 लंके हैं, वो 84 लंके भी भले दूसरे धर्म के बीज हैं, लेकिन वो घी की भी पूजा चौरासी दिन लेने वाले देवता धर्म की आत्माएं हैं।
Therefore, the 84 bells that are included among them, those 84 bells are the seeds of the other religions. Nevertheless, those seeds are also the souls belonging to the ancient deity religion who have complete 84 births. They just have this arrogance that I am the seed of this particular religion. As long as they have this arrogance in them, they will sustain their own clan. So their arrogance has to be finished here itself. Their arrogance will be crushed completely before the capital is established. This will sit in their intellect firmly. Arey, we have worn a cloak. Let's remove it. We don't belong to other religions at all. We originally belong to the ancient deity religion firmly. So the old ones have this in their heart, we will leave our body and go into the womb. Student asks a question. Regarding the issue of how, you have to explain to them, whom does the example of the snake concern? It concerns us, the Brahmins, doesn't it? So when the snake sheds its skin, does it remain alive or does it die? Students, it remains alive. So why should we die? Student comments. Yes. If it was said, you have to die, is it necessary that Baba said you have to die in the limited sense? Die alive by leaving the body and the relationships of the body. The relationships in the old world are sorrow giving. Leave them through the intellect. Is it necessary that you have to stick to them? Student comments. That same body again. Which body do you have to leave? Is it about leaving the old body or do you have to leave the body in the form of body consciousness? Has Baba taught us to die alive or has he taught us to die through the body like Brahma Baba? If all of us die of heart attack or cancer, how will the foundation of the new world be laid? Will the ones who give birth to children like Radha and Krishna be vicious? Will they be pleasure seekers? Bhogis will create a bhogi world. And through yogis, the yogi deity world will be created. It is impossible that the parents are vicious and their children would become Radha and Krishna. It is said in the Murlis, but the Brahmins didn't understand it. What was said? Radha and Krishna's parents will be vicious. Are, it is about which Radha and Krishna? It is about the parents of the confluence age Radha and Krishna. They are the souls connected to the Islam. So they become instruments to reveal them. That is Radha Krishna.
वो जब तक सर्विस में आगे कदम न बढ़े और सारी जिम्मेदारी अपने ऊपर न ले, क्या राजा बलि का पाइप न बजाए, भगवान को सब कुछ अपने अर्पण न करें, तो कभी भी भगवान प्रत्यक्षता रूपी जन्म नहीं ले सकता।
Until they take a step ahead in service and bear the entire responsibility, what? Unless they play the part of King Bali and sacrifice everything belonging to them to God, God will never be able to have a birth in the form of revelation. That is why which religion among all the Vidharmis turns out to receive the maximum attainment in 63 births?
Islam dharma ne kitni raja is prithvi par bhogi, utni bajjino ne, Christians ne, Muslimo ne, Sikho ne nahi bhogi.
The Buddhists, the Christians, the Muslims, the Sikhs couldn't experience as much kingship as Islam did on this earth.
Arre ye angrez to abhi 200 saal se duniya ke upar chhaye hain.
अरे द इंग्लिश पीपल हैव स्प्रेड इन द वर्ल्ड फॉर द लास्ट 200 इयर्स।
उससे पहले सारी दुनिया को कौन छाए हुए
है? हू वर स्प्रेड इन द एंटायर वर्ल्ड बिफोर देम? स्टूडेंट इस्लाम। देन
तो इन्होंने ये प्राप्ति कहाँ से की?
वेयर डिड दे रिसीव दिस अटेनमेंट फ्रॉम? फ्रॉम हियर।
यहाँ जो भी रूप आत्मा है इस्लाम धर्म की, जो मनुष्य बनते हैं आपको प्रत्यक्ष करने के,
The seed souls of Islam who become instruments to reveal the Father here, they will definitely have such power to sacrifice, such love for Bharat. If you don't believe it, look at Abraham in the picture of the tree. The other religious fathers are facing the front, thinking, I alone am everything. There is no land, no country greater than ours. Our religious land is the highest. And Abraham of Islam is sitting facing Bharat. So, there is a difference, isn't there?
So, Bharat ko pratyaksh karta hai.
He reveals Bharat.
To bhuron ke dil mein ye to rehta hai na, ki hum sharir chhod kar garv mein jayenge.
So, the old ones have this in their heart. We will leave our body and go into the womb.
Abhi baat ki, ki naye naye ko nahi sunana hai ye baat.
It was said just now that you shouldn't tell the new ones about these things.
कौन सी बात?
अबाउट वॉट?
सन्यासियों की बात, धर्म पिताओं की बात या गुरुओं की बात? उनसे ज्ञानी होने के सामने?
अबाउट द सन्यासी, द रिलीजियस फादर्स और द गुरुज। यू शुडंट डिफेम देम बिफोर द न्यू वंस।
नहीं बतानी, किसके सामने बतानी है ये बातें? गहरी बातें।
बिफोर होम शुड यू से दीज थिंग्स, द डीप थिंग्स?
जो पुराने हैं, जिनकी बुद्धि में ये बात बैठ चुकी है कि परमात्मा के मुकाबले को और कोई भी शक्ति को बनाने वाला, राजधानी स्थापन करने वाला और राजधानी दिल्ली राजधानी को ऊंचा उठाने वाला कोई हो ही नहीं सकता।
बिफोर द ओल्ड वंस इन हूज इंटेलेक्ट इट हैज ऑलरेडी सेट दैट नो वन एक्सेप्ट फॉर द सुप्रीम सोल कैन रिफॉर्म दिस वर्ल्ड, एस्टैब्लिश द कैपिटल एंड अपलिफ्ट द कैपिटल दिल्ली। सो हुम शुड यू टेल अबाउट इट?
बूढ़ों को सुनानी है या जो जाने में बच्चे हैं उनको सुनानी?
शुड यू टेल द ओल्ड वंस अबाउट इट? Or should you tell the new ones who are children in knowledge? You should tell it to the old ones. It means the ones who are old in knowledge, in whose intellect this has already sat, what the father's importance is and what the other religious fathers are compared to him.
पतियों का पति कहा जाता है, गुरुओं का गुरु कहा जाता है, और कहाँ वो गुरु?
There is a world of difference between the father of the fathers, who is called the husband of the husbands, the guru of the gurus, and those gurus.
कहा सदगुरु एक, तो बाकी तो गुरु कैसे हो गए?
द सदगुरु इज वन, सो हाउ आर ऑल द अदर गुरुस?
एक तो हो गए लेकिन वो है सदगुरु।
स्टूडेंट रिप्लाइज, दे आर सर्टनली मेनी बट दैट वन इज सदगुरु।
तो बाकी कैसे हो गए?
सो वॉट आर ऑल द अदर्स? All the other gurus are false human gurus. So, the ones in whose intellect there is this depth, those old ones, meaning the experienced children, have to discuss these things. Which things?
Guru ki pol patti kholega.
Things revealing the pretensions of gurus.
Yes.
Did you understand? You shouldn't defame the gurus in front of the new children. So the old ones have it in their heart, we will leave our body and go into the womb. Which body will they leave? The ones who are wise, old, experienced in knowledge have to leave which body? They have to leave the body in the form of body consciousness. And they have to die alive as the father has taught us. The old ones in whose heart there is this aim, those who have it in their intellect, that when they die by leaving body consciousness, like Krishna, like the confluence age Krishna, who first plays a part in the womb,
yeah.
What? Even in the womb, Krishna, in his mind and intellect-like soul, creates the same thoughts that he has to create when he is revealed. On the basis of thoughts, he plays a part even in the womb. And when he is revealed, he plays the part in a revealed form as well. So, like they show Krishna, what? On the people, that is fig leaf, Krishna is sucking his thumb. And heaven is shown on his palm. They show Krishna like this, don't they? What do they show? In the scriptures, they show him sitting on a peepal leaf and sucking his thumb. So, it is not about the peepal leaf at all. How can a boat be made out of peepal leaf? The peepal leaf means someone who shakes a lot, who suffers the blows of Maya. Certainly, there are some deceiving men, deceiving souls, who keep spreading the vibrations of shaking him. They spread such drishti and vibrations, and that peepal leaf shakes. So, storms of Maya do come. But who is seated on that leaf? Who has taken the support of it? The elevated soul like Krishna has taken its support. That is why that boat will certainly shake because of the attack by the Vidharmi souls. but it cannot sink. The boat will shake. Boat means the boat-like body. Why was it said the boat-like body? Are you have to go across this poisonous river, don't you? What do you need to go across it? You need a boat, don't you? Or will you go across it as a sannyasi? When the path of pravritti, that is household, has to be established, the father will teach Rajyog staying in the path of pravritti, won't he? Or will he teach Rajyog staying in nivritti, that is renunciation? This was repeatedly said in the Vanis. The ones belonging to the path of nivritti cannot teach Rajyog to the ones in the path of pravritti. So, did he teach Rajyog through Brahma? Brahma himself was in renunciation. Someone may say, "Are, there was Mamma with him." Was Mamma his daughter or was she his wife? She was in fact his daughter. She wasn't his wife. So, he has to take the support of the boat in order to go across the poisonous river. Which Krishna? The dark Krishna or the fair Krishna? The dark Krishna. He had a dark face, poor fellow. Are, will the fair Krishna be on the peepal leaf? No, he won't. The boat over there won't shake at all. Student replies, "What did you say?" Yes, that can be said only at the end of the shooting of the Iron Age. Achha. So the old ones have it in their hearts, we will leave our body and go into the womb. It means we will leave the consciousness of this body while being alive and go into the womb of knowledge. Just like Krishna is being sustained in the womb of knowledge at this time. After being sustained, he has birth in the form of revelation. The Brahmin family around him also knows that this is the soul of Krishna that is doing the work. Meaning, Brahma's soul in the form of this Brahmin child is doing this work. So, this is the birth in the form of revelation. So, does only one deity Krishna have to be revealed? Won't the other companions be revealed? Where will poor Sudhama and Mansukha go? They also have to be revealed. So Baba increases the elation of the old ones a lot. What? Baba increases the elation of the ones who are experienced in knowledge, who are old so much. He increases their elation a lot. If you sit and talk like this, even then you will accumulate merits. It is about whom? The old ones. Talk sweetly with Baba. Shiv Baba is making us the residents of heaven from the residents of hell.
कौन?
Who?
शिव बाबा, तो समझ लो ब्रह्मा बाबा।
शिव बाबा, और else you will think it is ब्रह्मा बाबा।
ब्रह्मा बाबा नहीं?
Not ब्रह्मा बाबा।
क्यों, ब्रह्मा बाबा भी गुरुओं की लिस्ट में?
It is because Brahma Baba is also in the list of gurus.
क्या?
What?
जैसे और धर्म के कई गुरुओं की लिस्ट में है, वैसे ब्रह्मा बाबा भी, कौन से ब्रह्मा बाबा?
Just like the other religious fathers are in the list of gurus, in the same way Brahma Baba also, which Brahma Baba?
Brahma Baba तो अभी भी काम कर रहे हैं, अगर गुरुओं के रूप में।
Brahma Baba is still doing his work in the form of thousand arms.
अब तुम बताने में बोला? जैसे तुम बच्चे संस्थ होते हो, वैसे बाप ने भी स्थान परिवर्तन किया है, बोला ना अवैध वाणी में?
इट वॉज सेड इन द अवैध वाणी, जस्ट लाइक यू चिल्ड्रन आर ट्रांसफर्ड इन द सेम वे द फादर हैज ऑल्सो चेंज्ड हिज प्लेस, इट वॉज सेड लाइक दिस इन द अवैध वाणी, वॉजंट इट?
स्थान परिवर्तन किया है तो जरूर स्थान होगा।
ही हैज चेंज्ड द प्लेस, so there must be some place.
क्या 76 में बाप दादा राम और कृष्ण की बोलने ट्रांसफर होकर के नई राजधानी जमाने का फाउंडेशन हरिवंश नाली का फाउंडेशन डाला होगा?
Their बाप दादा the souls of Ram and Krishna were transferred in 76 and they laid the foundation of establishing the new capital, the foundation of the advanced knowledge.
ये फाउंडेशन कहाँ पर होना चाहिए?
Where should the foundation be laid?
दिल्ली में पढ़ना चाहिए?
Certainly, it should be laid in Delhi.
So जो बूढ़े हैं उनको तो नफा करना चाहिए.
So the elation of the old ones should increase.
बाबा के साथ मीठी मीठी बातें करनी चाहिए.
They should talk with Baba sweetly.
किसी बाबा हमको न्यारा तबाती से स्वर्गवासी बना रहे।
Shiv Baba is making us into the residence of heaven from the residence of hell.
पहले पहले हम आते।
It is we who come first.
सारा all round part हमने बजाया।
We played the entire part, the all round part.
उन बूढ़ों को क्या नशा होना चाहिए?
What elation should the old ones have?
पहले पहले हम आते।
We come first of all.
लेकिन नाली में भी पहले पहले हम आते। लेकिन जाने में भी
We come first in the basic knowledge as well. In the beginning of the Yajna too, Brahma Baba, Dada Lekhraj weren't the only special people. There were other good brothers from rich families too. When it came to the destruction of the Yajna at the beginning, all of them broke away.
ऐसे ही एडवांस नॉलेज।
इट इज द सेम इन द एडवांस नॉलेज टू।
जो आदि में हुआ सो अंत में होगा।
व्हाट हैज हैपेंड एट द बिगिनिंग हैपेंस एट द एंड।
76 में आदि में वो बड़े बड़े ताक बजाने वाले तक धर्मों के बीच ब्रह्मा के बड़े से बड़े चार पुत्र मानसी पुत्र पहले रंगमंच पर प्रकट हुए थे एडवांस नॉलेज आदि।
In 76, in the beginning, the ones who play great parts, the seeds of all the religions, Brahma's four elder sons, the sons born through the mind are revealed first on the stage in the advanced knowledge in the beginning. Student comments. Why won't they leave?
जब मानसी ब्रह्मा के साथ उनका पार्ट है, मानसी शक्ति रचने का, तो क्या चाहे तो शक्ति रचेंगे? ब्रह्मा दो पाए हुए एक मानसी ब्रह्मा, मानसी शक्ति रहती ब्रह्मा द्वारा, तो मानसी शक्ति कब से रहती है?
इफ दे हैव देयर रोल ऑफ क्रिएटिंग द क्रिएशन ऑफ थॉट्स अलोंग विद द सटल ब्रह्मा द माइंड दैट इज मानसी ब्रह्मा देन विल दे क्रिएट अ बॉडीली क्रिएशन? टू ब्रह्मास आर प्लेस्ड, वन इज द मानसी ब्रह्मा, थ्रू ब्रह्मा द वर्ल्ड ऑफ थॉट्स इज क्रिएटेड, सो व्हेन वाज द वर्ल्ड ऑफ थॉट्स क्रिएटेड?
लेकिन क्या है?
Was it at the beginning of the Yajna?
लेकिन वो तो प्रकट ही नहीं हुई।
But it wasn't revealed at all.
जरूर 76 से कहा जाए, जब पाप का प्रकटता वर्ष मनाया गया।
Certainly, it should be said that it was in 76 when the year of the father's revelation was celebrated.
तो पाप
Therefore, the Father is revealed in this world directly in the form of the Father. So the Father's special children who are with the Father, who are they? There are four main religions. The four seeds of those four religions should be revealed. The seeds of Islam, Buddhism and Christianity are also revealed. So they are the old ones. The old one means the ones fully experienced in the advanced knowledge. So the old ones should have this happiness. Forget the entire world, then you will come into the new world first. What? When will you come to the new world first? When you forget the entire world. Yes. A student said something. Baba said for the children experienced in knowledge, you should think, we come first of all. We played the entire part, the all-round part. The ones who are to come in the rosary, who have full 84 births, these things will definitely come in their intellect. And even among them, this will certainly sit in the intellect of the ones who are the oldest. We played the all-round part. Now Baba says, leave this dirty body. What should you do? This dirty body of body consciousness, that I belong to this particular religion, that particular religion, there are some of such ones in the advanced party. They think our family is very big. A family doesn't become big because of the number. In fact, the entire world is the father's family. Because when the father comes at the times of doomsday, he considers the entire world to be a family. And the children have to explain this very thing. The entire world is your own. Only then the slogan of the souls are brothers turns out to be true. Otherwise, it cannot be said that the souls are brothers. Forget the entire world along with the body. This is the unlimited sannyas, that is renunciation. What? Do the Brahmins have their body or not? They do have it. They do have a body in the Brahmin religion, don't they? Or do they go beyond body consciousness? The deities are beyond body consciousness, but the Brahmins certainly have a body. It is because the Brahmin world was created through Brahma. The Brahmin religion was established until 69 through the Brahma who left.
Listen.
but the deity religion wasn't established. No one can say, I have become a deity. Because a deity means the one who is free of vices. So, forget the entire world along with this body. This is the unlimited sannyas. Over there, when you turn old, you will have a vision. I will become a child. You experience happiness.
Childhood is the best.
You should sit in the morning and churn the ocean of thoughts like this. You feel happy when points emerge. If new points don't emerge in the intellect at all, if the churning of ocean doesn't take place at all, there cannot be happiness either. An hour, 1.5 hours pass in happiness. The more you have practice, the more the happiness will increase. The practice of what? The practice of talking with Baba, of thinking and churning. If you don't have this practice at all, you are not in the subtle stage, the angelic stage at all. If you are not in the angelic stage, it means that the connection with the people of the corporeal world hasn't broken yet. This is another thing, that the relatives of the corporeal body from the world of 5 billion, the people who give birth to the corporeal body who are in the form of the iron chains, your connection with them is broken. But the connection was created with the bodily being Brahmins who are in the form of the golden chains in the Brahmin world. Even so, you cannot attain full attainments from the Father. The golden chains have broken. But then, if a bodily connection has been created in the world of the seed souls, which is the rosary of diamonds, so even if you have a connection in the rosary of diamonds, if the stage of one father and no one else is not achieved, you cannot attain the full inheritance from the Supreme Soul Father. So you will be happy if points emerge. The more the practice of the angelic stage, the practice of thinking and churning increases, what will happen? Your happiness will continue to increase. You will enjoy it a lot. Then you have to remember while moving around. It is not that you only have to become stable in the subtle stage, in the angelic stage, the stage of thinking and churning. You have to remember the Father as well. The remembrance should be such that you become lost in the love of the Father. Just like someone becomes lost in love in the remembrance of someone in the laukic world. He sees only that person in every place. Majnu sees his beloved even in the bottle of alcohol. End of the cassette. Om Shanti.